Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to you, Barbara.
Hi, LaVon. Good morning.
Good morning. The circus is coming. The circus is coming. Isn't that what kids say?
Yes, yes. I still say it. It's an exciting day. It's going to be in Atlantic.
It is on June 11th. And, you know, Barbara, I'm thinking this would be a good opportunity not only for parents but maybe grandparents to take their grandchildren to the circus and relive some memories of their own.
Well, that's exactly true. I'm a firm believer that the big part of the circus is making memories that you can relive through generations, telling your kids how you took your children to the circus and how your grandparents took you. And it's just a fun thing for generations to do together because everybody has a good time.
Yes. So, Barbara, how long have you been involved with circus?
Well, I have to tell you how old I am, LaVon. I'll be 66 in July. This is actually my family's circus. My grandfather started it in 1937.
Wow.
Just south of here, really, in Smith Center, Kansas, and that's where I was born. But the circus moved south. We're now winter in Oklahoma to find a warmer climate mm-hmm. for the animals. But mm-hmm. our founding was not very far from here at all.
But that's exciting that it's still in your family. I mean, this, and have you ever thought about writing a book, Barbara?
I mean, oh, yes, we have. I say okay. We have to put it under fiction because no one would ever believe it. But no.
Oh, it could be so exciting.
We're in the fifth generation. My grandchildren travel with us. So it's just something we're very proud that we've been able to maintain. We'll be on the road. This is our 76th season. So, you know, we've had struggles through the years, but overall it's been a wonderful life, and I just marvel at the way I was raised, and now I'm raising my children and grandchildren, uh-huh. so it's great.
Well, we may want to talk a little more about the family, but let's talk a little bit on June 11th. People can come to the circus at the Atlantic Airport at 4:30 and at 7:30. What are some of the animals they're going to see? I mean, you know, we kind of say, well, we assume we're going to see some of these animals, but what are some of the ones that you have with you?
Yes, we have, of course, our fantastic, beautiful Asian elephants. We have three females that travel with us this year, and they'll be giving rides before and after the show, and then, of course, during the performance, they'll be doing their tricks in the ring. But we also have, during the show, we have a beautiful troupe of Appaloosa horses that perform. We have a darling little group of dogs, all different breeds and sizes, and they're just cute. All the kids and the adults do love the little performing dogs. Mm-hmm. And then in our menagerie, in our petting zoo, we have a wide variety of animals that probably a lot of children in Atlantic haven't had the opportunity to see. We have a pygmy hippopotamus. We have camels and llamas and guanacos and alpacas and little pygmy African goats. We've got something called a zee-donk, which mm-hmm. is a cross between a zebra and a donkey. They're kind of rare. And then we have a miniature zebu, and we've just got all kinds of unusual exotic animals that the children can interact with. There's absolutely no charge. It's on the midway, and it'll be set up first thing in the morning, and families can come out any time during the day and just interact with the animals and spend as much time as they'd like there.
Well, that's pretty amazing to be able to get up close, maybe pet them, maybe feed them a little bit.
Yes, absolutely.
Kind of. Well, I say get up close, but maybe the size. You know, you've talked about some that are pygmies, some are really little, but some of them, those like camels, have to be pretty big when you're a little kid looking up at them.
Absolutely. The children can also take advantage of riding the camels at showtime. So there's all kinds of, you know, you can be as interactive as you want. You can just stand there and amaze at them, or you can pet them, or you can ride them. So there's just a lot of fun things to do at the circus uh-huh. besides the performance itself. But, of course, we're very proud of our performance.
And what are some of the highlights that you like to have people know about?
Well, we've got so many. As I said, my favorite's the elephants, the performing elephants. But we have a high wire troupe. We have a flying trapeze troupe from Las Vegas. We have something called a double wheel of destiny. It's a huge apparatus that the people walk on the outside of it spins around in the ring. It's quite thrilling. We have a wonderful contortionist who you just can't believe what he can do with his body. And then we have a young girl from Spain that is a hula hoop artist, and she does oh gosh, I don't know, they're throwing them at her from every direction, her mom and her dad and another fella, and they're coming at her right and left, but she's really entertaining, and the young girls really like that show. And then, of course, we have our very unusual, it's a young man that traverses across the top of the tent on a cable, on a motorcycle, and there's a couple of young ladies that are suspended underneath, and they do all kinds of tricks, and the final on it is they actually revolve 100 or 360 degrees. It's quite amazing. So that's a treat for everybody. But it's just a well-rounded, good quality family entertainment. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that parents are going to be offended by. It's all clean, good entertainment, and we try to keep our prices down where you don't have to break the bank to bring your family and just have a fun day.
It sounds like you. And you have to do this to keep a show going, but you have something that appeals to all kinds of interests. You mentioned the girls especially liking the one, and then you mentioned motorcycles and
right,
you know,
for
so,
young men.
Yes.
Yeah, we try to you know, really present a wide variety of things that are not going to be just geared towards the children. I promise you the adults are going to have just as much fun. And gosh, I almost forgot the star of our show, our clown Alex, who performs several different numbers throughout the show. And he's not a typical clown. You know, most clowns are geared towards little kids, but children from 2 to 102 fall in love with Alex. He's very talented. I had a person tell me the other day, you really shouldn't call him a clown. You should call him a comedian, because mm-hmm. he's just very entertaining for everyone.
Oh, that's great, the wide variety. Now, Barbara, you've mentioned that a number of your performers come from other countries. How do you gather all these folks together?
Well, you know, with modern technology, the internet is and YouTube, I have people send me links daily from all over the world, and so we used to travel a lot to look for acts, but now we can just do it mm-hmm. in the comfort of our own home. And then also we have a lot of people that have worked for us for several generations. And, you know, they'll do one act and say, we want to change up the show. They'll actually learn other acts so that mm-hmm. they, you know, can make new exciting acts whenever we come back into town. It won't be the same old thing. But we have people, you know, that have worked for us for several years, and they like to evolve and try new things, and we like for them to do that. But really, there's an abundance of acts from around the world, from Europe and China, and we... South America, we have a wide variety to select from. You'd be amazed.
Mm-hmm. Now, we mentioned earlier about the petting zoo. What about setup time? I know sometimes in the past people have been excited to come and watch you set up. In fact, I have to tell you, a memory of my father was when, this has been several years ago, we didn't get really up close, but we drove out, and he just enjoyed that so much. Is that a possibility, and if so, what time?
Oh, absolutely. We invite everybody to come out. Like you say, sometimes people remember that longer than they remember the actual performance. Especially men are drawn to the actual construction of the mm-hmm. tent and everything. But we have the animals all out and ready by 9 o'clock. We have a new European-style tent. So it goes up a little different than the ones we've had in the past. And so it's a different process. It's all with motors, and it's quite amazing to see it the way it goes up. But the great thing about this tent is that it has every seat is a good seat. There aren't any bad seats in this tent. You get a good view of the ring from everywhere. And also, I don't know if it's going to rain.
We're hoping it does, but no, I probably don't think it will.
Yeah, well, the circus usually brings rain to town. So that's
okay.
One reason why we're so popular in farming communities.
Yes.
But it is structurally, it's sound. I mean, we had a wind the other day at 55 miles an hour,
oh, wow.
and it didn't even move. So it's
okay.
very safe, and
so
we just... We just hope everybody has a great circus day.
On Monday, June 11th, 4:30 and 7:30, or go out and see set up. You can get your tickets at the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce. You can go online. And Chris is going to give some away. So,
great.
Barbara,
thank you, LaVon.
Thanks so much for your time for visiting with us.
I enjoyed talking
okay.
with you. Thank you very much.
Until
mm-hmm.
next time, here's a thought. Thoughts, recipes, memories, ancestry, history are not shared will soon be lost.